Hello and welcome to the 9-part How Do I video series on Microsoft Web Matrix. You are currently watching part 5 of the series, How Do I Create a Database-Driven Dynamic Web Page in Web Matrix? In this example, we will demonstrate how to create a SQL Server compact database in Web Matrix with a table that contains the data, and then write the code to retrieve the data from the database and display it in a web browser. Before we start creating a database, let's have a look at the final result of the part 4 of the series. The page is showing the header, footer, and content with different layouts applied to it. Now let's begin with creating a database for the movie site. To do this, in the left pane of the window, click the Database workspace. Next, click Add a Database to your site in the center of the window. Based on the site name, a database named movies.sdf gets created. Next, let's add a table to the database. To do this, select the New Table tool in the ribbon on the top that displays various tools to manage the database. As a result, a new table is created and is opened in the column editor. The column editor is used to create new columns within the database table. Next, let's add some columns to the database. First, let's create the column ID. The ID is simply the identifier for a particular record. Now assign the value of the data type for this column as big int, and set the value of the isIdentity and isPrimaryKey attribute as true. Similarly, name the second blank row as name, and assign the value of the data type as endText. Then name the third blank row as releaseYear, and assign the value of the data type as big int. Finally, name the fourth blank row as category, and assign the value of the data type as endText. After creating all of the columns, click the Save button in the title bar to save the table. A dialog box opens up asking for the name of the table. Here, name the table as Favorites and then click OK. After creating the table, let's add some data to the table. To do this, navigate to the Database Explorer and double-click the Favorites table. The Favorites table opens up without any data. Next, place the cursor into the name field of the table and give it a value. Then press the Tab key on the keyboard to move the cursor to the next field named Release Year. Give it a value, then press the Tab key again and enter some value in the last field, Category. Repeat the same process 4 times to enter the details of some movies. Until now, we have seen how to create a database table and fill it with some data. Next, let's see how to access the database table in various dynamic web pages. To do this, click the Files workspace in the left pane of the window, then create a new CSHTML page and name it datamovies.cshtml. After this, replace all the code in the page with the static HTML that we have been using for the movies div. Next, let's introduce this page with the movies database. To do this, enter some code at the top of the datamovies.cshtml. This code would tell the server to open the movies database and get all the records from the database table. After this, remove the static HTML code from the movies div. Then add some code using the razor syntax to display the details of the movies from the database table named favorites. Now run this page in the web browser to see the result. The details of all the movies are shown. As you know, the page is dynamic and loads the movies based on the data in the database. So let's add another movie to the database and see what happens. To do this, navigate back to the database editor, open the favorites table, and then add a new row of data. Then run the page in the web browser. It shows a similar result as earlier, along with showing the details of the new movie as well. This sample application shows how you can create and manage a SQL Server compact database in Web Matrix to make the website more dynamic and data-driven. Thanks for watching the video. Hope you enjoyed it, and see you next time.